Drew and Jonathan Scott struggled for years to break into the entertainment industry. And then, after a heap of setbacks, the brothers decided to open a real estate services company to pay the bills as they continued trying to become stars. Then they got an idea. Why not combine them? And so the Property Brothers was born.
They sell, reimagine, renovate. They are the Property Brothers.
Drew and Jonathan, of course, host the smash hit home renovation show Property Brothers on HGTV, and they join me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Hey, so of course, you are twins, and I can't see you, and neither can our audience, so you're going to have to introduce yourselves and say which one of you is which.
Okay, so we're gonna test you.
Okay.
So I'll do my sexy voice.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. I messed up.
Yeah, you just
already.
Gave it
just
away. See, this is why we don't let Drew talk. So
Jonathan has more bass, and I'm probably more phlegmy since it's early morning, and that's how I am in the morning.
Phlegmy. Yeah, you see, not sexy.
See, the trick is, my mom said when we would call home and, we sound exactly the same. My mom said the trick is Jonathan uses bigger words.
Okay. All right. You guys have written a book, It Takes Two, about your journey. So tell me about the beginning, how you ended up making the show.
Well, so way back, Jonathan and I were entertainers as kids. We were actors. We did theater, musicals. We ended up getting into commercials and some TV spots. Actually, one of our first jobs, we were clowns. We had all this energy, so our parents figured, go be clowns and get rid of the energy, so by the time you come home, you're calmed down a little bit.
All right, what's the secret to being a good clown?
You cannot take yourself too seriously. Okay. That's the number one rule. And don't get the grease paint in your eyes, because damn, that
hurts.
Oh,
that hurts. Hard to get out. So anyway, we were entertainers as kids, and we had these aspirations. Jonathan wanted to do more magic, and I wanted to do more acting and directing for scripted, but we didn't want to be struggling artists. So we actually got into real estate as a way to fund our creative endeavors right out of high school back in the mid-90s. And I started getting more host auditions as a real estate expert instead of acting auditions, and that's where it all started.
His very first role that he landed as a host, he calls me up and he's like, hey, Jonathan, I landed a show. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. What's the show? He's like, it's called Realtor Idol. It's like American Idol for realtors.
This is a real idea?
Yeah, this is it. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Like, where do people stand up on stage and what, show you pictures of homes?
Who doesn't like a singing realtor? I mean, come on. But yeah, so that's when I was talking to the production company. I let them know that I had a brother who's a contractor. I let them know what we were doing with clients. What you see on Property Brothers is what Jonathan and I were doing with clients at the time. And they liked the idea and they wanted to pitch us. And the funny thing is, in the beginning,
They looked at Drew and they're like, hey, he's a little more rugged looking, a little rough and tumble. He should be the contractor. Because back in the day, if you think, Drew actually did all the work with me. He would do the construction and tiling and you name it.
Oh, yeah, and that was good.
And then they said, and Jonathan, because I was the broker for our company. So I had licensing designations. They're like, and Jonathan would be the broker. And then they realized that Drew was not a licensed builder. I am. And they're like, well, this could go wrong. So we went into our actual organic roles and then, of course, Property Brothers.
And also the thought of, we do about almost 50 renovations, full-blown renovations a year for the shows. The thought of doing that solid 50 a year for the last 8 years, me being at a dirty construction site every day, that would have made me cry.
All right. Well, are we over the open plan thing now?
No.
We were doing the Today Show, co-hosting the Today Show a couple months back, and somebody chased us down the street when we were in our car yelling, open concept sucks! Open concept sucks! some people passionately are avert to having
I work in an open plan office, so I am... Yeah. Against it.
Yeah. Keep in mind, open concept is just supposed to be between the kitchen, dining room, and living room. Those are the entertaining areas where it's nice to have sight lines. You don't want to feel like you're stuck in the
cave. No toilet in the middle of the room.
But yeah, you should. If you have a family, there should be another area where there's kids' toys, and you can close off that noise and mess. And open concept bathrooms are not the greatest.
In the book, you let us peek behind the scenes, and you say none of what you do is manufactured. You work with real local contractors, real people looking for homes. Why is that important to have that sort of local element?
Well, there's a lot of things. Every 3 months, we work in a different city. And construction in Toronto, very different from New Orleans and New York and L.A. And dealing with hurricanes or dealing with earthquakes, construction's physically different. So we need to work with local professionals who understand the local amendments to the code, but even more so, when we leave after 3 months, I want to make sure that these families have a warranty on everything and that somebody's there in case for some reason something happens where they need that warranty work. So we create about 150 jobs in every city that we go to, from local real estate professionals who know the local market and work with Drew to find houses, to the construction teams and production crews. It's a pretty big thing because we do 17 projects at a time, 17 projects simultaneously in 3 months.
People say on social media, it's like, Jonathan, how do you do all those renovations all on your own? There is no physical way that's possible. And you even see our crews and our sub-trades and everybody who works with us. You see it on the show. So it's a big, well-oiled machine. It takes a lot of amazing people to pull this off.
I have to ask you this. A lot of programming on HGTV has been critiqued for not painting a realistic picture of what the process of buying or renovating is like. And, you know, some have even blamed the housing crisis on flipping homes and say HGTV and shows like yours are irresponsible.
Yeah, we have, you know, we've heard it all, the positive, the negative. And, you know, when you are dealing with the largest asset in most people's lives, obviously emotions can get involved. The one thing I would say, you know, there are some shows out there that are not too realistic, or there have been shows over the years that have said, you know, they're fake and they just make it pretty to look at camera, but in reality, the work is terrible. We've never actually had that flack. The only thing that some people say is the prices. They say, how can you renovate an entire house for $50,000? Well, we don't. We're only for the show, we're doing 3 to 4 rooms. So the budgets and timelines you see are for the 3 to 4 rooms, which we actually say it on the show, but sometimes people, you know, they'll miss that.
It's also, there was a story I read one time that some shows, at the end of it, they back a truck up and they take all the furniture stuff away. I'm like, that's the biggest slap in the face. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Here's your dream home. Sorry,
beep,
the truck's here. Yeah.
Beep. So no, you see that we really become close with the families, and that's the thing too. I know it's a stressful experience because you're taking what would normally be months and months and months of renovation, and you're cramming it into, you know, an 8-week timeline and a 45-minute show. And so it's hard to discuss all the complexities of a construction project in 42 minutes, but we try to make it as authentic as we can.
That's Drew and Jonathan Scott, or as you probably know them, the Property Brothers. Their show airs on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on HGTV. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Bye.